Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. No Lou today. Christian's here. I'm here, and Fitzy is filling in for Lou today in this hour, being brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place. Well, we're all excited because Cam Newton gives us, like, daily videos. We got a 1 hour with him, with Victor Cruz and Todd Gurley and OBJ and all good stuff, but I would say get ready for a lot more of this, guys. We're going to get this on a regular basis. Now, part of that little sit-down he did with the roundtable with Victor Cruz, they were talking about having no fans. And at that point, what Cam told us was, this is where he's taking his production company, and he's now going to give us even more.
The players are going to have so much control. You know what I'm saying? Like, here, I'm a person who, I have a production company, and it's like, I've always been, for the people who follow me, I always want to show a side of me that I'm not able to show with my helmet on. You know what I'm saying? And I think now, you know, more than ever, you're really going to be able to show that on a wide scale. It's like, okay, nah, like, y'all show, this is how I prepare. Okay, even though it ain't no fans there, but now it gives my production team that power to say, bro, we gonna shoot you all the way leading up until you call in the play. I know what people wanna see. They wanna see the raw, the real, the something that they can kind of relate to and be like, oh, Odell chew gum? What type of gum you chew? I chew the same type of gum. Because it's gonna challenge everybody to be creative in different ways, from the owners to the stadium quality control, to now, like, how are we going to make our money back? But it's, like, for me, it's like, bro, how can I take this opportunity to show a side that people want to see but ain't been able to see, because I'm not going to give no teams no that type of content. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, bro, like.
Yeah, that's going to go over big. I'm not going to give the team any of the content. The players are going to have so much more control, and I'm going to give you the raw, real stuff. Boy, that's exactly what the Patriots are about.
There's no way. I don't know what type of access he is used to getting, but I don't know a team that would – wait, because I want to make sure I hear this right, Fitzy.
Yeah.
Does he think that he's going to have, like, a, you know, reality show TV crew following him around?
Kind of like when they were on All or Nothing, the Amazon NFL film series, yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah, that's not going to float. Also, I'm not sure if he's aware of this, but they're probably putting the kibosh on camera crews in general around
yeah,
there. Because
that.
Thank you very much, Coach. You know, Spygate 2.0, Cincinnati, mm-hmm. The damage is done, my friend. Yeah.
Well, Kraft Sports can't be anywhere. They can't do anything anymore.
No.
But I just, I don't, because that's confusing. Like, you actually think... So he's got his own production company.
Right.
I feel like everybody does.
Everyone does.
You got your own production company, so you want to show, like, how everything works. You want to show everything up until the ball is snapped. Glenn, this will never fly.
Oh, really?
So I never thought it would be. This wouldn't fly with anybody. With anybody. It wouldn't fly with Brady. Brady, all the footage that Brady used was stuff from his car at his house. It was stock footage from the game, from NFL films.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, since I can ever remember, has ever been allowed to film anything in any meeting. Ever.
Oh, you don't think Cam Newton is going to bring in a couple of 4K cameras and be like, here's the install. This is the way we do this. This is the way that I process Coach McDaniels laying out the game plan. Let's walk you through it right now.
Hey, Coach. Just act like the game. You know what? Hold on. Can we do that again? I'm going to act surprised this time. Okay, go.
So let me ask this question. Let me ask this question because I think he's motivated.
This is insane.
I think he's motivated, and if healthy, he's and delusional. I'm sorry I used that that nasty word.
Someone
drink out there.
And if he's healthy, then obviously he brings something significant to the table. But why is he talking about this other stuff? Like this other stuff is you're a guy who, as Steve Smith said, is on a minimum contract. You are the 62nd highest paid quarterback in the National Football League right now. You are on a minimum deal where they can throw you out just like this. Why are you sitting there talking like you're going to come in as the star? You're not.
Because he is.
No, he's going to come in as the star in the fans' mind and in the media's mind. It's not going to be that coaching staff. That's the point I'm trying to make. That coaching staff is not going to treat him the way that the media, the fans, and in his mind, bringing his production company in and doing all, giving you the raw, real stuff. And oh, by the way, not giving it to the team. Just, you know, I'm going to be able to keep it. The players are going to have so much control. He's not going to have control here. That's not going to be the case. Well, you have to admit that, Christian. The players are not going to have control.
Yeah, but he's not going to be. Do you think he's really going to be asking for complete control over all of his production
assets
and media?
I heard what he just said.
Okay, that's what he said.
That stuff, he's delusional if he thinks any of that stuff is working. And again, I think the biggest problem he's got, and I feel bad for him about this because I think he's getting screwed on this, and we'll get to that in a second. He's not making any money. And it's easy to say goodbye, and that was Stephen Smith's point. It's easy to say goodbye to a guy that's not making much money. You don't have much of an attachment. So you could sit there and say, well, we got this unbelievable deal, but there's going to be a point if the player's playing well, that's not a good arrangement for both sides. Because now the player feels like he's really being robbed here. You're really just taking advantage of him. Now, it's his own fault that he signed it. He had nowhere else to go. But I don't like those type of arrangements, Fitzy. I don't think they work. They don't work in any type of business where one side has got the advantage over the other, and then that person gains success. And then you sit there and say, well, wait a minute. They got me by the balls. And you can sit there and say, well, he can go become a free agent next year. No, he can't. They have control over him.
I'm going to start making a list of things that Cam will never get from Bill.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can add to it.
Okay.
Some point. Is this in time
do we have to do a Tyler? Do we have
no?
Board?
We're not a new board.
The new board is just
who's going to start.
Okay.
Validation. Never going to get validation ever.
Nope.
Not even a wink. Not even like a Top Gun thumbs up. None of that stuff. Approval. Not going to get that either.
Nope.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. You're going to get a lot of knowledge.
Yep.
That you will get. You are going to get a PhD in football. I mean, that to me. You know, taught by the most renowned professor in the history of the world. That's what you're going to get, which is value.
Accomplished Super Bowl champions have come into Foxborough, and within a few weeks' time, Glenn, like James Harrison in 2017, do you remember when he came in and was like, whoa, they have been doing it different up here, and I completely understand and appreciate it. He needed a team. He happened to get on one that made a Super Bowl run. They needed somebody who could possibly pressure the quarterback. Didn't do it enough because, obviously, Nick Foles had the game of his life. But the people come in and they realize, oh, it is worth conforming to their standards because they do it so well. They do it differently.
So you think he can conform to those standards?
Do I think if Cam Newton has not healthy, I'm not going to say it so anyone buzzes me or has to drink. If Cam Newton has half a decent head on his shoulders, if he realizes, see, Glenn, this is a mutually beneficial relationship.
No.
Both Belichick and Cam Newton are in FU mode at this point. Both of them need something right now. Bill Belichick. Whether it's someone to help Stidham along and or quarterback the season, and how do you pass on value like Cam Newton? Cam Newton needs a pedestal and a platform to showcase his talents to the rest of the league. You keep hearing about the hungry dog who's pissed off that the 31 other teams passed on him. I don't see why we're overlooking the fact that this benefits both of them. No one held Cam Newton hostage. No one held him at gunpoint to sign the deal. He could have hung around longer. He could have waited till somebody got COVID or got sick in training camp and signed on there. But he realized the best audition tape he could put forward as a healthy, knowledgeable, experienced talented, multidimensional starting quarterback was with the Patriots.
It's the most one-sided deal I think I've ever seen. And especially if he is everything that, you and Christian think he will be, this will be the most one-sided, rotten deal that's ever been signed in the National Football League. And he's got no escape. Because at the end of the year, they control his destiny.
Mm-hmm.
They could franchise him and deal him away. They have control of him. To me, that is something that nobody is talking about. To me, that I think is a red flag here. That he goes out and he's the starter in game one, let's say.
Okay.
He goes out and he plays well.
He plays well
in the next two games. So we're looking at it saying, boy, he's not the Cam Newton of 2015, but the guy's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, he's pretty good. He's okay. And he starts feeling good about himself. As Christian said, won't get any validation. Won't get a gold star from Bill.
Nope.
Won't get attaboy. He won't get any
Ooh,
of that.
That's one.
You know
that
what? You know what he'll end up. You know what he'll end up getting? He'll end up sitting there saying, "You gotta be bleeping me! I am making what?
I know."
And all of these other players out here and these other quarterbacks are making a lot more money than me.
We talked about it yesterday. This is where you hope. So I think. I mean, I think it's going to be a. Not the hardest thing Bill's ever done as far as, you know, managing a personality. But I think what you talked about, Glenn, you have to be real careful that animosity, jealousy, envy, like all these emotions do not kind of sneak into the quarterback room.
This is a guy who has already told you.
I know.
He doesn't want to be humble anymore.
No. But
he said that.
That's fine. Listen, we've heard a lot from him. I think that he is going to be exactly what you've seen. I believe that when he talked about, when he was on that roundtable talking about Josh McDaniels, that's the way he is. He's going to talk to Josh differently. I mean, Josh has really only had to talk to one player the entire time, and that's been Tom Brady. Everybody else, hey, do you have anything to say? Okay, no, I wasn't serious when I asked you.
Yeah, and it seems as though that relationship soured, and they fought a lot towards the end to the point where they actually, didn't they phase Brady out or lock him out of the game plan? And you had heard, that was the first I had ever heard of it, that relationship was the one that was going south, not
because,
Belichick
but
and Brady.
It had nothing to do with, it had more to do with personnel and philosophy on that personnel and sure. How they should be, you know, developed.
Sure.
Less about, like what Glenn says is like, oh, he didn't have any say in the offense. That's not true. A quarterback cannot thrive without input on an offense.
I'm not saying there's not some input. I'm not saying that.
Well, you said you said no input.
No, I didn't say no
input. You actually
okay,
used
I apologize
a percentage.
If I did. I did not mean no input.
Take a lap, Ordway.
He's not going to have the control that he believes he's going to have. But, Fitzy, you don't believe that the contract is a real issue for him. I mean, you watch him right now. You listen to him. Mm-hmm. He's sick of being humble or whatever. If he goes out and has success, this is not an organization that is going to sit there and give you the employee of the month parking spot. They don't give you any of that. Then on top of that, he's going to be looking at respect. And you know what respect is? Respect is how much money, how many dead presidents you're giving me every week. He not only can't recoup any of that stuff now, he may not be able to recoup it at the end of the season because they have control over him. And if you really believe that Bill's going to rip up that contract after 3, 4, or 5 games and say, oh, you're terrific, you're wonderful, I'll give you whatever you want, you're out of your mind.
So you think that he's already walking in pissed off? We already know that he is pissed off.
I think he's saying...
He'll be carrying animus in his heart all year long.
No.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. He'll get $30 million.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Okay, I think he right now has all good thoughts in his head.
Right.
I think he's motivated.
Right.
I think he's pissed off that people turned on him, that 31 other teams passed on him. How do you think he felt when he admitted they sent him a text? He was at Carolina for 9 years. They sent him a text. They only had to pay him $16 million. They sent a text to him, and instead they bring in Teddy Bridgewater, give him $66 million with $33 of it guaranteed. Teddy Bridgewater for this guy. So I can understand all of the pissed off and animosity. So let's say he succeeds with this, and he starts working forward. Because the only reason he's here is Bill got him for nothing. Bill didn't go a month earlier. He what did he say? 86 nights he was unemployed. Did Bill try to get him 20 games in, 40 days in, 70? Nope. He waited till nobody else wanted him, and he got him as the 62nd highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. It's unbelievable.
Do you think that Cam Newton was brought in to push Stidham, or Stidham exists to challenge Newton? Which statement is more true?
I think neither. And I'll tell you why. Now, that may be part of the equation. No, I think this is what Bill thought. Bill, by his actions in the offseason, felt comfortable going into the season with Jarrett Stidham. Then suddenly he watches what happens in the offseason. He doesn't take anybody really in the draft. He doesn't go out there and get any of these free agents. And then suddenly he goes, you got to be kidding me. We can go out and get Cam Newton for how much? And it's going to cost us $550,000. That's it. So if it doesn't work, we're on the hook for nothing. Yes, let's go do it. It might push Stidham. It might be that Cam Newton is so motivated, he comes out and he, you know, returns to what he was a few years ago. Anything can happen. I think Bill just looked at it the way he says all the time. If I can improve the football team by bringing somebody in, why not do it? And in this case, he did it for nothing. Nothing.
So we should be saluting Belichick for playing his game, for playing a hand of poker perfectly well, and waiting.
No, Bill
out
doesn't
Cam
get credit for this one.
Why
Stop
doesn't he
it.
Get? What
Stop
do you mean he doesn't?
Listen,
get credit
I sit
for this
here
one.
And carry his water all the time. In this case, uh-huh. It fell on his lap. Nobody else wanted him. Nobody else wanted him.
Okay.
So if nobody else wants you, and then you're sitting there going, "We'll give you how about $550,000 guaranteed?" Are you kidding me?
They didn't have much more to offer at the time, and now what is Cam Newton going to come?
Stop it! They didn't have, what did they do the other day? Right, wait a minute! Hold on!
Is Cam Newton going to come to them now and say, like, "Well, I see that you freed up 7.79 in cap space.
No, I told
how about
you.
We gussy up my deal?
I told you he's going to be ruffled.
Glenn.
His feathers are going to be ruffled 3-4 games in when he's really good. If he goes out there and plays well and he's making a squat,
Glenn.
That's where he's going to be pissed off. Okay, but no, they knew they were going to get grievance money. They knew they were going to get grievance money. So if they really cared about paying Cam Newton, why didn't they just say, hey, listen, why don't you hang in there for a couple weeks? We're going to get some more money here. No, because they weren't going to pay money for Cam Newton. They weren't. They weren't willing to put out money for Cam Newton. They're taking Cam Newton on a dime, figuring maybe it works out for us. And again, worst case scenario, it pushes the kid.
Yeah.
And that's the best case scenario for the organization going forward. If the kid gets pushed by Cam Newton and wins the job over Cam Newton, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And who is the general manager, head of football operations and person who orchestrated all of this? I think it's Bill Belichick. So why wouldn't we be giving him credit for this? I think he's played his hand perfectly. And I think somebody
He wasn't going to get Cam Newton unless Cam Newton fell in his lap. I don't think there was an intent by Bill to go out there and get Cam Newton. I'd love to give him credit, Fitzy. I would, but in this case, 31 of the teams said no. You were the last one at the altar. Okay, I'll take her. She's not that good looking. I'll take her. Bring her in here.
Glenn, somebody just pointed out to me, I'll tell you on the other side, there's a great comp that somebody pointed out. An NFC team had a similar scenario play
good.
Out within the last
good.
Decade. I'd love to share it with you on the
Save
other
it.
Side.
We'll do okay. it. Coming up next right here on OMF.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's all brought to you by Shaw's. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 6 to 8 ounce packs of Lucerne shredded cheese for only 97 cents each. Limit 2 per customer. Tyler?
Well, guys, pending state and local approval, Gillette Stadium this fall and winter will be allowed to have at maximum 20% of fans inside of Gillette Stadium. And those fans, by the way, will be required at all times to wear face coverings. So I don't know how you drink beer.
Gonna
or
work.
Eat.
Well, you know, it's actually
you don't. You buy, actually, you're not you buying. Hope,
no beer,
you?
No food.
You hope for a really cold early winter. Lots of snow during the games, and you automatically have your face covering on, right? I mean, that's you can benefit. You have a big benefit here.
The West
snow.
Nile mosquitoes will take us out by then.
Oh no, that's bad news. By the way,
unbelievable.
Ticketed parties, by the way, will be asked to maintain physical distancing of at least 6 feet from 6 feet from Come other on. Parties. The Patriots will open training camp 2 weeks from today on July 28th. Ian Rapoport reports that free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown is drawing interest from several teams, including the Texans and Seahawks. Rapoport did say today that he believes that Brown will play in the NFL in 2020.
Let me guess. I think I know his source. I think I know Rapoport's source.
You think it's
I think it's Antonio Brown. I think it's a Brown person.
Incarcerated Bob?
Sacramento Kings forward Harrison Barnes just tweeted about a few minutes ago that he tested positive for coronavirus prior to the Kings leaving for Orlando. He hopes to rejoin the Kings here shortly. And finally, Myles Garrett, the Browns have agreed to a 5-year deal worth $125 million. I'm Tyler Devitt, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Not saying at all is speaking so loud. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, bro, I seized the plot. You know what I'm saying? So when it happened, I was like, bro, when they sent, they sent the text, like.
Wait. They sent the text? They sent you a text?
Nobody called me. This whole time, the owner couldn't call me. The GM couldn't call me. But they called me after the fact. Basically, they called me the decision already made. You know, it was in the book.
That was pretty amazing. So he's with the Carolina Panthers for 9 years, takes them to a Super Bowl with a 15-1 record. He's an MVP. Granted, his career tailed off. I hate to bring it up to you again, Christian, but he had some major injuries. And I get that and understand it, but they lack the respect for the guy that you send him a text and say, see you, you Dunsky here?
I mean, here's what's so funny. He sounds like Brady. He does. Everything he says, everything he's complaining about.
Butthurt.
Hey, after 20 years, you won't step up and give me a new contract? You actually make me play out the year? I mean, to me, they're so similar. And I would say those two guys are no different than any other big star on any other team. I would say Brett Favre. How do you think Brett Favre? Do you think Brett Favre felt disrespected by the Green Bay Packers and how they handle it, and Ted Thompson and the way he was working that? Do you think Joe Montana had an issue with the way the 49ers were handling his trade to the Kansas City Chiefs? None of them liked it. They're successful because situations like these give them strength, give them power, force them to prove people wrong.
Correct. Here's the big difference, and that's why I keep on bringing up the money, and this is an awful contract for the player. It's a one-way deal for the New England Patriots, and that is all of those guys you mentioned. I look it up, like Brett Favre and all these other guys when he went to Minnesota. They got big money. They got big guaranteed money. Tom Brady felt disrespected here. Maybe they didn't want him. Maybe he saw the handwriting on the wall, but he gets $50 million guaranteed. This guy gets $550,000 guaranteed. He was an MVP.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to figure out, because basically what he's doing is he's playing for a new contract. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another high-profile athlete in any position that had to do the same thing.
But quarterbacks are a little bit different.
No, you said. Okay. I said high profile. You don't have to be a quarterback.
Well, Fitzy
to be
said
high
you
profile.
Had one. Fitzy, you I said did. You had one.
No, I don't have one. Fitzy,
so,
you have one.
Yes, I have one. So a listener shot me a message a couple minutes ago that this scenario, though the other quarterback was a bit more veteran at that time, reminds him a lot of Philadelphia a decade ago. When Kevin Cobb was the anointed starter and he was the future of the Eagles and he had won the job and they were all in on Cobb, the dream team was going to happen. And then he gets hurt. Mike Vick takes over. They had taken a flyer on Mike Vick, didn't have to spend much money on him. No one else wanted him, Christian. He was obviously in need of an audition and to prove himself all over again. What happens? He gets out there. He's healthy, Glenn, plays well. He gets announced as the starter. Cobb requests a trade, gets sent off to Arizona, and the Mike Vick era 2.0 was underway in Philadelphia. How is this is incredibly similar to that, Glenn.
Hold on. Michael Vick went to prison?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Well, Carolina's so prison to some people.
So you were getting a guy that was coming out of prison mm-hmm. who killed dogs, and all of America wanted nothing to do with him. Okay. Matter of fact, I think he was in some way mistreated because they treated him worse than somebody who actually killed humans.
Uh-huh.
All right. They cared more about the dogs than they did about human beings.
Oh, okay. But let's not think about what he
no,
did.
But there's
let's
a big
about
there's
transgressions.
There's a difference there
uh-huh.
in that he was not dealing. You're right. He was not dealing with any injuries whatsoever. He went to prison
right.
because he committed a major crime.
But for whatever reason, in what way did the author's use of prison? So think about Glenn. But what I'm trying to point out is that there was an incumbent or anointed starter in place already, and then there was this quarterback, a running quarterback, a multi-dimensional quarterback, who for one reason or another, be it the fact that they were coming out of prison or they were coming out of Carolina and they were injured and needed to prove themselves all over again, were brought into the fold and shined and knocked the other guy out of there.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, we lost Glenn.
Do
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit different.
No, there are differences, but there are ultimately similarities. And by the way, Tyler just pointed out to me, Mike Vick's salary that first year with the Eagles was $3.1 million. Even he got more money.
Jeez.
And that was 10 years ago.
I rest my case then. Okay, thank you. You made the case for me.
I don't think you can think of one.
You made the case for me.
I don't know what the case is, but we all know that he's on a cheap deal. I mean, nobody's arguing that he's on a cheap deal.
Then he signed a $100 million deal.
Okay, so we all agree that he's on a cheap deal.
Right.
He's on a cheap deal.
Okay. Christian, you go into a store, okay?
All right,
here we go. Let's go retail. I know you love some retail therapy. Okay. It's a variety store,
okay.
if you will. You go in, and there's something you know you want, and it's supposed to cost $25. You're ready to pay $25. If it's already marked up to $30, you'll still pay it because you want it that badly. Someone in the store, by accident, has ticketed it at $5. Now, are you the kind of guy who's going to walk up to the service desk and be like, I demand I pay full price for this. I was expecting to pay $25 or $30. Or do you gladly say, wow, it's only $5. I'm going to pay.
See, that's a loaded question, though, because you're assuming maybe there's a big discount. I was about to say I'd buy five of them.
Exactly. How do you, if Cam Newton only costs $550,000 guaranteed with up to $7.25 million in escalators and incentives, why do you feel the need to have to pay him more?
You don't.
The
Patriots weren't going to pay him more.
So wait, Glenn, I'm trying to figure out
my point is
that he's cheap.
He fell into Bill Belichick's lap.
Okay.
Christian, you agreed with me yesterday.
I know.
I can't believe it. 24 hours later, you're sitting there changing your opinion.
But you don't even know what my opinion is.
Yesterday, you said you agreed. I said, is it not an issue when you have a player, if he goes out and plays really well, and after three games, he's looking at the money that he's making, he's not a real humble guy. Matter of fact, he's already came out with the video the other day, and he's done with the humble Cam Newton. He's no longer that humble guy.
He also said it wasn't about the money. It's about respect. I agreed with you. I said that this is the way grudges are built.
Correct.
Jealousy, animosity, envy. Listen, the Patriots found all this extra money, or they created all this extra money. And let's assume you're Cam, and you feel like, hell, crap, man, I should have waited 2 weeks. Oh, man, they set me up. They convinced me they didn't have any money, and then sure enough, they had it all along, or they knew they were going to have it. Yet, okay, but here we are. And somebody else signs, I can easily see Cam Newton, which for the record, though, he can make up to over $7 million, okay? So let's not act like he's not he's some
he's
bargain.
He's got to do an awful lot to get there. You
he's
know
gotta
that.
He's got to earn
awful
it.
Lot.
I know, but there is some – here's the thing with athletes.
He's got to play great.
Like they assume and the Patriots don't play this way. We're going to pay you the money, and we don't mind paying you the money.
Right.
We just want to make sure you earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be left holding some crappy, you know, contract because you got old. You know, we got caught up in the hype. We're not going to do that.
Is he a top 10 quarterback in this league?
Well, just by the fact that it hasn't played, I'd put him right outside the top 10.
Okay. Even
right
if,
now.
It, okay.
Right
so even if I'm looking at the list, even if he's top 15, top 18, $7.5 million is a joke. It's a
Listen,
joke.
He's
for
a
quarterback.
Starting quarterback.
Joke.
Starting quarterback.
Joke.
The premier position in all of sports.
Joke.
He's making.
Listen,
he's making. Actually, you know what? I would say, Blaine, you mentioned Blaine Gabbert.
Mm hmm.
Who's the other? There's some journeyman backup quarterbacks that are
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Sam Bradford.
Chase Daniels.
Chase, no, that's the one I'm looking
Chase
for.
Daniel.
He's made so much money.
He's made so much money. He's never played.
Guys, never plays. Moore.
Do we think Cam Newton is stupid? That Cam Newton is not going to, if he has great success after 3, 4, 5 games, is not going to look around and say, all these guys are making a lot more money than me? This is a freaking joke. I want respect. I don't blame him, by the way. I'll be the first one to support him in that case because I think it for him, it's a normal reaction. It's human nature. That's how you react. But I love it that everybody is just because everybody just wants the Patriots to win. They're just grabbing this guy, hugging him, and saying everything is wonderful, terrific. Nobody wants to look at all the pitfalls around this. I thought that's what we do on talk shows. We talk about that, right? What could happen, what might be good, what might be bad. But everything just wants to move along and think he's going to be the savior. I'm telling you, if he is the savior, there's an issue. There's a problem.
That's not how it works.
It's not how
That's
it works.
That's not how any of this works.
Thank you. It's not how it works. All right, 617-779-7937. Some people think that the one reason that Cam Newton did not get interest by any other team other than the New England Patriots is because of the color of his skin. We will get to all of that. Coming up, this portion being brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. We're doing it all from the Shaw's and Star Market studios.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You see, when black guys get released, you see Jameis didn't get released. They didn't re-sign him. Cam got released. What's the first thing out of everybody's mouth? He's humble now. Tom Brady, they didn't re-sign Tom Brady. Ain't nobody mentioned about humble. Nobody mentioned Peyton Manning got released. Nobody mentioned he's going to be humble. Oh, he's going to work. Cam's going to reinvent himself. Ain't nobody say that about the other quarterbacks. Ain't nobody say Peyton going to reinvent himself. Nobody said Tom Brady's going to reinvent himself. No matter how you like it, Tom Brady got humble because the Patriots did not sign him.
Shannon Sharpe, obviously. So was race a factor in that nobody really wanted Cam Newton? I mean, the Patriots got him for dirt cheap, minimum deal. Undefeated today. 30 teams not making a run at Newton. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Cleveland Browns had also expressed interest. One team only offering him the veteran minimum. Feels like a league seeking to humble a guy because he used to dab, because if Newton's paltry free agency market and base salary are about his recent play, that too doesn't pass the sniff test.
I really hate this point of view.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy. Because I sit there and I go, you know, people like, columnists, writers, whatever, they just assume somebody needs humility because they celebrated when they were successful, because they danced when they scored a touchdown. And suddenly, now that they got hurt, it's like fate's way of teaching them a lesson. Hey, now you need humility. You got to learn your lesson. And then it has to do with color. There's a long, long list of white quarterbacks that the same thing was said about. I'll just give you a few, and then you fill in the blanks on the ones that you want. I'll go way back. Ryan Leaf, the amount of times people use humility as a rallying cry for him is ridiculous. Johnny Manziel, how many times did he have to reinvent himself? And I will use a current player who's actively trying to be successful, Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't need, and the other ones, you don't need to, because Aaron Rodgers is still with the Green Bay Packers, and I guarantee you, once they get rid of him, they'll be saying the same thing. If he gets hurt,
there was some of that with Brett Favre as well, an MVP quarterback. There was some of that that people.
Yeah, but
were
he
saying,
but here's the thing:
he was showboating, celebrating.
It has to be because somehow, like, your humility has to be tied into nobody giving you a job.
All right.
They think that Cam Newton is not getting a job, or nobody wanted him because he wasn't humble.
Right.
I've been critical of him, but just for, you know, silly things. But as far as a player, he is everything you want in an athlete. Every last thing you want. He hit a tough stretch.
Mm-hmm.
There was a coaching change. There was an ownership change. There was a ton of things that changed. And he wasn't getting healthy enough. And, oh, by the way, sometimes teams just want to start over. And it has nothing against you.
No. Matt Rhule comes in. Why not have your own offensive coordinator? Why not have a brand new quarterback? Why not do a page one rewrite just to get a fresh start? Because they're doing an organizational reboot all the way down to the owner. I'm not holding that against him and the fact that they wanted to pass on Cam, nor do I think that Ron Rivera was saying, like, oh, I obviously want nothing to do with this guy because he's so garish and brash and loud and annoying and he's dumb and he doesn't listen to, doesn't take coaching well and he can't learn the playbook. It has nothing to do with that. He also wanted a fresh start. He's got Dwayne Haskins. He brought in Kyle Allen just so he could have some symmetry from where he came. But for Belichick, it's as simple as, ooh, look at that beautiful thing that was over there in the damaged goods bin. I'll take a flyer on it. If it works, great. Lucky me. I'm the smart shopper. If it doesn't work, I only pissed away $550,000.
Well, that was my point to you earlier. Yeah. But you wanted to give Bill all sorts of credit, like Executive of the Year with this one.
And, yeah, I do, because I think it's a great move, Glenn.
Well, we'll see. But listen, I think I understand how people are going to respond when you only have one team that is willing to take this guy the way everybody is talking about Cam Newton. Because the way you guys are talking about him, the way I watch on national TV at night when people are talking about Cam Newton, it's amazing they're talking about the same guy who only got one offer, and that offer was $550,000 guaranteed. That makes absolutely no sense. So when you look at race, is it possible that there were an owner here, two owners, three, maybe four or five owners who sat there and said, you know what, I don't like the way he looks or that, you know, the outfits.
So
or
stupid.
Right. Is it it's that? So is that possible? Stupid. Five or six? I'll give you five or six. Maybe.
But
maybe.
Glenn.
But 31 teams passed on him. And as I said, the only reason Bill picked them up is because he got them for nothing.
If the way you dressed was an indication or a reason for why a team spends a lot of money on you, half the league would not be employed.
Right.
Odell Beckham Jr. Y'all go to basketball. Russell Westbrook. I mean, go to the whole NBA.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, this is what drives me crazy. Race has nothing to do with him not getting a job. But here's the thing. People will sit there and go, well, he's an MVP. He's a great player. He went to a Super Bowl. He won a Heisman Trophy. I don't get why somebody wouldn't sign him. I sit there and go, well, you know, it's just the timing in his career. I had him. Tons of guys have them. You go through a rough stretch. You have to prove, one, that you can be available every single day. Why would I commit so much money to you in the last year and a half? You haven't been on the field.
So, and that's why I think there are a lot more questions about this guy. He's a guy that had great success because he could also run. And so, therefore, he was very difficult to defend. You couldn't bring the safety up because you don't know exactly what he's going to do. So, you know, he's just difficult to defend. he can't run like that and play every Sunday. That's what's happened to him. So I think that is a bigger factor in why he didn't get a deal, because teams look at his health and they look at the fact that if we put him out there and play to his skill set, the same thing is going to happen all over again. And when it comes to Carolina, notice what Carolina did. They let him go. They could have given him $16 million. They let him go. They signed another player, gave him $66 with $33 million guaranteed. Oh, yeah. And that player happened to be black.
I think about how certain stocks get devalued by bad reports, or some analyst who's kind of like on the take gives a, you know, either, gives them too much credit, gives them too much of a good projection, or has an issue with them, so dogs them out, right? So the stock is affected based on the information that is out there. And that, to me, is what happened with Cam. There's so much misinformation. When all these guys, when they take their free agent tours, the first thing the coaches usually ask them is about the rumors that they've heard. Hey, I heard you wanted to retire. I never said I wanted to retire. Hey, I heard you hate practicing in full pads. I never said that once in my life. I heard you hate old people and puppies. No, just puppies. Hate puppies. You can't potty train them. I mean, that, to me, is part of the ripple effect. And then all these ex-players, which is what astonishes me, they should know better. Like, Shannon Sharpe should know better. They could be 50 other things, but why go to the most, I don't know, why go to race? Why does everything have to be about race?
Why play such a basic, baseless issue at this point? And didn't Shannon Sharpe do really well someplace and got let go and then went to another team and succeeded?
He went to Baltimore, did he not?
That happened.
Wow, why
right.
did they let go of him? He was so good.
Didn't that happen also to Steve Smith, too? Wasn't he someplace?
But they all went somewhere else.
But
oh
listen,
you can
happen. But guys, you can understand. You can understand why people.
Did Tom Brady leave?
He went to another team.
What?
It's about he's white. too white.
Are they only comfortable with him in Tampa because he's the same color as the foam in the ocean? Take your calls now. Come on.
Amazing. I don't know. What is the.
It's such
foam?
A lazy take.
Is it white
down? I saw that. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Now, you listen, I feel like we've been filled with great content, great stories, great dialogue, great discussions, great debate. Like, I feel like it's been easy. This job is easy right now. There's so many different cool things to talk about. But the fact that race would be one of your topics, the fact that this isn't Colin Kaepernick.
Race is a big topic right
now. If you want to use Colin Kaepernick, then I can use it too. I'm a person of color.
Stop it.
I am.
Go right ahead.
What are you saying?
Stop it.
HR, you're saying that I'm not a person of color?
Yeah.
Am I or am I not?
I'm not sure you are.
Me neither. I need help. Who am I?
wait a second, Glenn. Do you really think there are any GMs? We all freely agree that they colluded against Colin Kaepernick. That's why, obviously, he and Eric Reid settled out with their money. Yeah, okay, there's no debate there. But do we honestly think that some general managers or football coaches thought, you know, I feel like I might be able to get through to Cam, but I don't want to be the coach who during a racially sensitive time has to be the guy who tries to humble this, very bright, outward going, loud African American man? That seems crazy to me. That seems insane.
I don't think it's crazy, Fitzy, and I think it's more likely it's an owner. And the whole piece that I read earlier from The Undefeated, and the writer is Martenzi Johnson. He starts with talking about Carolina owner Jerry Richardson, who is no longer with us, appearing on the Charlie Rose Show to discuss with the host his team's number one overall pick, being Cam Newton. Richardson told Rose that before the draft, he spoke with Newton and asked the former Auburn quarterback if he had any tattoos or piercings. Newton responded, "No, sir, I don't have any." According to Richardson, the Panthers owner then told Newton, "Good, we want to keep it that way." So do I think that there are some owners who are living in the dark ages and probably would look at somebody like that and say, "I'm not sure that's fitting"? Yes. And so I think there's a little bit of truth into some of that. But when you have 31 teams pass on you, 31, and the one team that signs you pays you nothing, it's hard for me to believe that there weren't a few teams that were willing to do it. And I know Lou keeps on saying, well, I'll go through the teams, and this one had a starter and that one had a starter. What are you talking about? All these teams that have these young quarterbacks, those same teams are going to have new young quarterbacks next year or the year after that, because that's the vicious cycle in the NFL. So somebody's not bringing Cam Newton in. I mean, the Patriots have somebody that they love. We keep on hearing they love Stidham, but they brought Cam Newton in. Why? Why not? What have you got to lose? You're paying him nothing. Maybe you revitalize his career. Maybe he reverts to what he was a few years ago. And if not, what's the big deal? You move on.
If they would have had money, if he was signed this week, then he would have made a lot more money.
Yep. Yes.
But the fact is, it worked out for that reason. So I would say, you know, we're acting like, oh, he fell into his lap. No, he was a victim of his own timing and circumstance. The fact that the one team that wanted him, that called him, actually could prove that they didn't have any money.
Correct.
So it forced him to make a real good business decision based on what was best for him as far as, humbling himself. No, what was the best way for him to be successful?
He had no other choice. If your agent is sitting there saying, we've got time, because they haven't started camp yet, guys. So we've got time. They've got a Joe Tooney contract right now on a franchise tag that they're going to redo and open up money. They can open up some other money. If you're sitting there, and 3 weeks before he ended up signing, Cam Newton came out because he was not getting offers and said, I'm going to wait until a team loses a quarterback in camp or in the season, and that's when I'll come back. Why? Because he knew he could make more money that way. So, listen, the Patriots did what the Patriots could do at the time, but they could have easily, and the agent could have easily held him up for a few weeks until all of this stuff got resolved. Because if you're an agent and you don't know that the Patriots have grievances that are pending, then you're not a good agent.
I would say that I think people were calling him, teams were calling him, but when the Jacksonville Jaguars call you and say they have no money, you say, go kick rocks.
But he's not saying that. He's not saying that.
When the Patriots say that they don't have any money and they want to sign you, you think about it because you know how valuable that experience is.
Correct. And the platform and the showcase. Look, everyone.
I'm back, everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. All eyes on me. Bill, tell you what. I'll take your classic Patriots, you know, bargain basement discount. Trader Bill, you can swoop in, get me for next to nothing, but here's the deal. If I perform well, then I get the showcase, and next year I'm either getting a boatload of cash from you on 8 rings, or I get to go out to market, and I'm going to make a payday.
He didn't do that, Fitzy.
What did he do?
He agreed to a minimum contract, and he didn't have a stipulation where they couldn't franchise tag him. The Patriots control his rights beyond this season.
I understand.
People keep on saying he can be a free agent. No, they control his rights. And you guys are crazy if you don't think that Bill's going to sit there at worst case scenario and hold him up, franchise tag him, and then deal him somewhere. He doesn't have control of his own destiny. That's the point I'm trying to make to you guys. He has such a bad contract that if he has great success, he may be miserable because he does not have...
He got a one-year shelf life.
He doesn't have the flexibility.
I think all these, from what I've seen, based on my experience with similar situations, it's a one-year shelf life because the novelty wears off. Now I need to get paid. So the novelty has a shelf life where, hey, I did it last year. I paid my dues, and I am going to get paid now because this is what I do for a living. So if you don't want to pay me, that's fine. And I still want to be a team player, but you have to, you know, pay me accordingly.
What about Randy Moss? Wasn't he a perfect Patriot? Didn't he come in on a next to nothing deal?
Until they gave him the money.
They gave him some money, and then he bitched about wanting a new deal, and guess what happened? Oh, we've gone to a two tight end offense. Bye-bye. We're actually going to trade you to a team that we're going to play in 3 weeks.
Right. That's the shelf life. They're all
right.
They all have a shelf life. I mean, Corey Dillon had a shelf life.
It tells you that he had so little leverage because you don't think that agent said to the New England Patriots, okay, we'll sign this minimum cheap deal, but we want a clause in there in which you can't franchise tag him. Can't franchise tag him. So that he can go out as a free agent at age 32, because he doesn't want to do it at 33 or 34. At age 32, he can go out and get himself a three-year deal. Maybe he can get the deal that Teddy Bridgewater just got. He wants that deal. But you did not, as an agent, you're telling me that that agent didn't go to the New England Patriots and say, we want an out at the end of this year. The deal is so one-sided, it is scary. And that's why you're getting so many people who are out there saying, you know, what's going on? Is race involved? What is happening here? Because this is an awful, awful deal for a player. All right, 617-779-7937. By the way, the NFL players are getting a little bit frightened here about coming back and playing with the coronavirus. And Christian gives us the latest on where college football is. We'll do all of that plus your phone calls right here on OMF. Fitzy filling in today for Lou.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.